to try and come back the next year, because I said I can't bring the children again because it costing me too much money. And she said to me, no, she said, don't come back, you won't meet me. And 6 months after we got back, she was dead.
Did you feel that her basic treatment of, was she on insulin or tablets?
She was on insulin first, and then they took her off and put her on tablets. But I never get around to find out what was really going on, because you could hardly find anyone to speak to. You know, you can't ask, and they don't want you to ask any question. I really don't understand. That's why I won't go back to live.
So you feel that the doctors didn't treat her properly, but also people in general didn't?
The family as well, because I think because they does not know what it all entails, they just carry on as though nothing is wrong. Now, a diabetic, sometimes when the sugar is up, you hasn't got any energy to do nothing. You're just feeling as though you're drained. You just want to sleep or sit there. Then I don't think Mom could have got through to anyone to say how she's feeling. Because as I understand, that if she said she wasn't feeling good, my father would say, nothing wrong with you. You know, which I find that so appalling, because if someone said they're feeling ill, there's ways around it without telling them nothing is wrong, you know.
Do you think that this was due to ignorance of diabetes?
I think it's ignorance of all illness. I think it's all illness. As I said again, because they never had it, that does not seem to understand what is going on.
Was there any shame attached to being ill in St. Kitts, do you think?
I think that's a good question. There's a lot of shame attached to being ill in us, because a lot of people does not speak about their illnesses. They hide their illnesses. Now I'm different. I tell everybody what's wrong with me, and I don't want you to say, oh, I'm sorry for you. I don't want that. I let you know that I'm ill and what I'm ill with. I call all my children and I tell them what is going on with me.
It's perhaps important to try to understand this question of shame, because maybe many older people coming from the Caribbean to England might still feel ashamed of being ill?
I think so, because even though they should be more enlightened now, but I still think some people are ashamed to let people know what really happened to them. I think even some people here, they don't want anyone to know what happened to them.